Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Bray Wyatt teases WWE return and zombies.
Is a current Impact Wrestling champion considering a WWE run?
A new champion was crowned on last night's NXT, and we're going to tell you all about it.
And seven wrestlers have been added to AEW's Casino Battle Royal, Double or Nothing. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
This is the news.
Okay, let's kick things off by talking about Bray Wyatt. Where in the world is the Fiend? Is he on vacation? Is he hanging out in catering? Or is he secretly pulling the strings of a mass undead army, the likes of which we saw at WrestleMania Backlash? Who knows? But he tweeted the following last night, and it's real simple. Miss me yet? #Hashtag Zombies! So the Fiend obviously throwing his name into the zombie discourse that has dominated pro wrestling conversation since WrestleMania Backlash, when a bunch of flesh-eating guys were present at ringside for the Lumberjack match between Damian Priest and The Miz, and then seemingly ate The Miz alive in the middle of the ring after it. I think looking at this, it's probably just Bray Wyatt screwing around, right? But the guy's been off TV for a while. Man, this is strange, really weird year for this guy. He comes back and he's burnt to a crisp and all of that stuff, and he wrestles Randy Orton at WrestleMania, and I think objectively the booking pattern you would look at there would be the Fiend getting revenge, as weird as it is him playing a babyface, for Orton burning him alive at the pay-per-view in December at TLC. Was it TLC? It was TLC, wasn't it? Right. I get confused. My brain's like Swiss cheese. But no, he lost in like 5 minutes. He got distracted by Alexa Bliss. He did one Firefly Funhouse after that. And now he's disappeared again. It's really weird. Fightful Select have reported that Bray has been backstage several times at Raw since WrestleMania, but not for the past couple of weeks. This was a report that came out last week, so maybe he was there this week. We don't know. Either way, his absence is confusing. I can't make a whole lot of sense of it. The way he's been booked in 2021 has been extremely strange, no matter what you think of the spooky bollocks, whether you like it or you detest it. Look, with all the weird stuff that's happened in WWE since this whole global bastard kicked in, the Fiend commanding an army of zombies isn't even the weirdest. So there we go.
Yeah, exactly. He could be, like, I don't know, I was going to make a Walking Dead reference. I've never watched it. Zombies scare me, except the ones in WWE. But yeah, whatever your opinion of Bray Wyatt and the Fiend character, I think it's fair to say it's fairly divisive and divided opinion in the What Culture office without question. I do feel a little bit sorry for Bray Wyatt because, like, clearly Randy Orton did not need to win that feud if he was just going to transition into a tag team with Riddle. Like, that could be the result of losing at WrestleMania and kind of losing his way and trying to rediscover himself or whatever. They clearly just decided on the day, as we reported at the time, Vince just tossed a coin and went, yeah, bollocks, let's just have Orton win and ruin, like you say, a six-month build to a redemption that never happened. Yeah. Like, Little Miss Bliss, I can't say her name because it'll set off the thing in the corner of my room. She could have gone off and done her own thing anyway. It didn't need to be her costing Bray Wyatt that match. We were talking about this on a podcast yesterday, me and Hamfler, about things that are worse than getting buried in WWE. And one of the final things we talked about was being the Fiend. And that's not having a go. What I mean by that is, and anyone who supports a crap football team like me, Hamfler, or Andy Murray will relate to this, it's the hope that kills you. If you're a fan of Bray Wyatt, if you're a fan of the Fiend, I'd be intrigued for a return for him and who he would target and what would happen next. But you just know he can build this wonderful, you know, story arc like we alluded to. But if Vince McMahon wakes up on the day and thinks that he wants the more chiseled bloke to get the win, it all goes out the window, Andy.
Yeah, that's the thing. No matter what you think of these more wacky and out there characters and whether they break the universe and the psychology and everything else, the booking patterns in WWE at some point are always going to get in the way. We'll cover that on one of the Twitter questions a little bit, actually. But I would just like to point out that Aberdeen Football Club are former European champions. So you can stick your word crap and shove it where crap comes from. All right, pal.
Right, let's move on and talk about a current Impact Wrestling champion who is considering a WWE run. The person in question is David Finlay, also, of course, of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And his dad, you may have heard of him, Fit Finlay, was recently on the Stories podcast with Gerald Briscoe and JBL, genuinely one of the best podcasts out there that isn't ours, talking about his son, saying that his son is a, quote, little bit confused at the moment as to what to do next. Finlay continued, him and I are going to sit down when he does eventually come home and try and figure it out, but he just needs a little bit of wisdom put in his head. Not that I have any. Oh, Finlay, don't be so modest. You're an absolute legend. So David Finlay is 67 days into being the Impact Wrestling Tag Team World Champions alongside Juice Robinson. And he's a name you could definitely see heading to WWE one day, Andy.
Yeah, for sure. It's an interesting one here because obviously New Japan has had a rough ride recently. The latest outbreak of the global bastard, they're wrecking havoc. There's a state of emergency in Tokyo. They've cancelled shows. Things not going too well for that promotion at the moment. So you could look at a guy like David Finlay, who's 28 years old, and yeah. You know, he's got this taste of, you know, semi-regular American TV wrestling now with Impact. Him and Juice are the tag team champions that are on TV most weeks. You could absolutely see him considering his options. Now, I wonder when his contract is up would be the thing. The way his father's speaking about it, you might think it might be soon. I believe it was August 2020 when he was interviewed by Fightful and basically said, yeah, I signed the contract with New Japan round about when AEW came about. So you can sit here and speculate on all of that. But he's a much improved wrestler, David Finlay. He's a great performer all round. He was never bad, obviously, but you know, when someone's a young lion and they're coming through the system in Japan like 5-6 years ago, you didn't know what this person's ceiling can be. He's evolved into a tremendous all-round pro wrestler. I think he'd be a good addition to any company, and just hope he makes the right choice for him personally.
We've got father-son tag champs on SmackDown right now. He could head to WWE and be a tag team champion, of course, with his brother Hornswoggle.
God. Is his dad Vince McMahon? let's move on to our third story of the day. Bronson Reed, we should probably talk about NXT. Bronson Reed won the North American Championship last night. Good for him. A victory for big, beefy boys all around the world. To hell with you skinny guys. Us beefers are taking over. Good main event with Johnny Gargano. Yeah. Classic kind of face, heel, evasive stuff. Gargano trying to run away, being a little prick, getting interference from his boy, Austin Theory. Reed's just overcoming all of this. Chose in the end as well. I really like this finish. Not to just walk out of the cage like some kind of weak man, but he wanted to do it decisively. He hit the top rope, hit another tsunami splash, won the belt. Boop, boop, boop. Pyro celebrations. I think I've seen every Australian wrestler of all time tweeting about how happy they are for the guy, so he's clearly a well-liked figure. But this was a good match and a great way to end the show. It's his first championship in WWE. Gargano's third reign as North American champion is over. And yeah, man, long live Bronson Reed.
Yeah, I've completely forgotten how long it was. I'm going to say 13, 14 years, 14, I think it was, since he first wrestled. They were alluding to yesterday, to the day that he wins the NXT North American Championship. More than deserved. He needed to win it for me in that match. It was kind of very sort of like, oh, he's going to challenge for it. Oh, he's lost. Oh, he's going to challenge for it. Now he's the North American champion, more than deserved, as I said. Great match with Gargano, who we were talking on the NXT podcast, is probably going to lose upwards, maybe, yeah, to a fight with Karrion Kross at a takeover, perhaps. But North American champion, Bronson Reed, congratulations. Bloody good job. And, interesting to see what happens with him and that title next. And also, what is it, the $1 million face-off next week between Karrion driving to the moon. And the faux Cameron Grimes, the man who wishes he wears was Cameron Grimes. He wears Cameron Grimes pajamas on Ted DiBiase. Interesting to see where that goes next on NXT. But great show. It's just title match after title match after title match each week, and it feels logical. It just got so much better since they moved to Tuesdays, in my opinion. Moved to Tuesdays, and of course, AEW are on Wednesdays, and a big announcement coming from them yesterday. Look at that, seamless. It's, of course, the Casino Battle Royale going down at Double or Nothing a week on Sunday, and we already knew Christian Cage and Matt Sydal was going to be in it, and they have now announced seven new wrestlers that are going to be taking part, and they are Matt Hardy, Jungle Boy, both members of Private Party, that being Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn. You've got Evil Uno from the Dark Order, Colt Cabana from the Dark Order, and Powerhouse Bloody Hobbs. Sounds very tasty, this, Andy.
Yeah, I like all of these wrestlers. Looking forward to seeing one of them win the Battle Royal and get a title shot. Be fun. Yeah. Obviously, a lot more people left to go to fill this match out, and we'll have the intrigue of the Joker. Will it be Andrade? Will it be Daniel Bryan? Or will it be me? Who knows? We'll find out. But yeah, it's looking like a fun Battle Royal for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Still not really sure about how they present that with the suits and what have you, but still, it'll be good fun. A Double or Nothing, as I said, a week on Sunday. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from RamenSoup43, who says, with Bliss and Lily taking over the spooky stuff and the Fiend not being featured on TV anymore, is it possible that Vince has successfully usurped Wyatt's original idea and replaced Wyatt with a corporate-controlled type Fiend through Bliss?
Yeah, that's the thing in WWE, isn't it? Even when someone has like a sliver of creative control and they can come up with their own ideas, like we're led to believe Bray Wyatt has been, there's going to come a time where Vince McMahon or someone else with, like, you know, a slightly lesser level of power is going to go, hey, I'm writing this now. Just, it's what's going to happen. That's how the company operates. So, yeah, I do think there's probably an element of that. I'm bewildered by that character's direction in 2021. And yeah, I don't need to say my thoughts on the Alexa Bliss and Lily situation on another video. I'm sure you're bored to death of them by now. But I don't think any of this is good. And I hope it becomes good at some point. There you go.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I completely agree with you right now, Andy. It's fun to take the piss out of. It's not a highlight of my week, any of this spooky bollocks. Nah. Right, second question today comes from Jake, who says, what do you think about this new Diamond Mine promo, another one aired on NXT last night, being for the reintroduction of Jessamine Duke and Marina Shafir as a powerhouse MMA-based tag team to immediately make an impact in NXT's women's tag team division?
I think that that's a very logical thing, really, because it's MMA-themed and everything else. They are obviously part of the four horsewomen of MMA with Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey and everything else. But also, there was the report from Fightful Select, I believe it was, a few months ago, stating that Jessamine Duke has basically just been kind of creating digital content for WWE rather than, like, wrestling and stuff. And that's where her focus has been. So I'm not too sure what her wrestling future is going to be. Is she going to continue down the content arm? Is she going to get back in the ring? That would be the big question hanging over all of this. But I think that that idea makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I hope so. I was watching the critically acclaimed Entourage movie, which, I mean, it wasn't Oscar nominated, just the other day, and they pop up in, of course, in the background of Ronda Rousey's flirtation with Turtle. People who don't watch Entourage will have no idea what I'm talking about here. And I thought, God, I missed them. I want to see them back on TV, and I love this idea of this stable, especially for someone like Shayna Baszler, who's just completely lost her way on the main roster and through no fault of her own. There's a footage of on Squared Circle of a brilliant match with Ember Moon when she's popping her shoulder back in on the ring post. And I thought, God, how the mighty have fallen. But yeah, I hope this is the case, because not only for Rousey and Baszler, but for Duke and Shafir, they'd be great to see back on WWE, and particularly that NXT Women's Tag Team Division, which I think only has about four teams, I think three of which have been champions. So there you go. Right. Final question today comes from the wrestling tweeter, who says, with the Million Dollar Man outbidding Cameron Grimes at every turn, do you think we could see Ted go too far and lose all of his money? Love to know what you think about this storyline, Andy.
I think that would be very reflective of Ted DiBiase's real life situation, unfortunately. Look that up if you don't know what I'm talking about. At the end, you know, when you bring in these legends and stuff, I love the Million Dollar Man. He's literally one of my favorite all-time characters, because when I was a kid, I thought that he looked like my dad, even though he doesn't really look like my dad at all. But I've always had that affinity for the character. But when you bring in these legends and stuff, ultimately you want to use them to put the younger person over, right? So there you go. That's the perfect roadmap to it. Will they do it, or will they just, I don't know, do one of these every week where Cameron Grimes gets undone by that damn Million Dollar Man? Who knows? We'll find out. But I think that's logical, and I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I think this is only beneficial for Cameron Grimes, whether he feuds with the Million Dollar Man or whether they just do the whole Step Brothers. Wait a second. Did we just become best friends because they both bloody love money? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Give Cameron Grimes the Million Dollar Belt. Just, it's right there. It's so obvious to finally have them have that realisation. Whether he screws Ted DiBiase out of it, whether he buys it from Ted DiBiase's bloody son, or whether you have the nice moment where, yeah, he gets a bit of a rub off Ted DiBiase in terms of him managing him or whatever. I really, really do hope so. Before we move on to today's And Finally, quick shout out to Mark Solid and to Triton. It's Triton's 7th birthday today, Andy. We gave a shout out for Thumper. We should be fair. Triton, happy birthday. Good dog. And let's move on to today's And Finally. And another legend, a friend of the channel, and well, just a true British stalwart. That being Anthony Ogogo. He's obviously feuding with Cody Rhodes at the moment. Divisive, yeah. I'll say that. Pick a side. We're British, so I know which side I'm picking. And he's bloody terrifying too, so I'm going to pick Anthony Ogogo in all this. But I will say this, Andy. I love what he's doing, not just on AEW TV, but on social media. But also, there's an element of realism to him as well, in terms of the fact that, yeah, you may think, if you're American, I disagree, but you may think he's a bit of a knobhead, right? But he's just a good bloke. Like, he just said to people the other day, oh, if you want to unfollow me because I was there celebrating my sister's wedding, piss off, basically, which is completely spot on. And now someone tweeted him saying Anthony Ogogo is a hero, the governor telling it like he is off the stuff he's been doing with Cody Rhodes in AEW. And he said, I'm no hero. Doctors, nurses, firemen and women, foster parents, take that. That take in underprivileged and abused kids, etc. They are heroes. I ain't that. I'm a bad and pissed off man that's been held down, undervalued and underappreciated for too long. I'm not taking this no more. Good for you, Anthony. Break his sodding ribs.
He's great, isn't he? He's really great at this pro wrestling deal, and he's only been a regular TV performer for like a month. He caught an amazing promo just the other day that went viral a little bit. Yeah, he's transitioned to this effortlessly. I think the Cody match is going to rule. I have a lot of faith in that thing delivering, and I really think the AEW is onto something with Ogogo, who, as you mentioned, is also, by all accounts, a really good guy as well. So, yeah man, sky's the limit. Love what he's doing.
Do you want to know my prediction for the finish of Ogogo versus Rhodes at Double or Nothing? Ogogo breaks his ribs, pins him, and then to show his true British, you know, not this draping the flag over it, teabag, because that tea is what makes us British. Teabag Cody Rhodes. That's what's going to happen after the end of Double or Nothing.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We've got the NXT review and the AEW Dynamite preview to come later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, I've wrote something down and now I've forgot it. The H stands for hippo.
I like hippos. It's all good, brother.
Me too.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And wait, we'll see you soon.
Hippo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.